When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Best Show, you're on the air. Wait. Hey, who is this?
Oh, shut up. You know who it is.
I think I know who it is.
It's Bryce, man.
Oh, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. Did you know what that was when I was playing?
I could not hear what you were playing.
Oh, man. Mike will know.
Could you recognize that, Mike? Mike says he could tell it was The Dead, but he doesn't know what song.
Well?
Yeah?
He didn't know?
He didn't know.
Oh, man. That was November 24, 78.
You couldn't pinpoint that one, Mike? Mike said he knew it was 78.
Oh, does he know the venue? Because it's in New Jersey.
He said Burn Arena.
Capitol Theater, yes. Mantisaic. Yeah.
It's a Capitol Theater, Mike. I knew that.
That was estimated profit.
What was that?
Estimated profit.
That's the name of the song?
Duh.
Oh, well, look.
Crack a way too long album, Mike. It don't sound like you do.
It don't sound like I do, because I don't. Well.
Oh, man.
It's been so long since we've talked.
What? No, it isn't. We talked last week.
We talked last week.
Yeah, and the week before that, and the week, like, months before that, every week we talked, man. Like, last week I joined in on the Joe Show.
You what?
I joined in on the Joe Show. You were doing Joe Namath and Joe Walton, and I was doing Joe Biden.
You were doing Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember? It went like this, like... oh man, I can do these imitations really well. Hang on.
You know, it's football, and guys, I think we should try to go out there and play the best that we can play, and score as many touchdowns as we can. Our coach is going to have our heights.
Oh yeah, man, hey, Joe, have you seen my guitar, man?
Guys, the president is bummed at me because I was doing V-pits behind him during the State of the Union address.
V-pits.
Pretty cool, right?
That, I gotta say, that was better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, you never heard of V-pits, have you?
I've never heard of V-pits.
That's because I made it up.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess that's... But I guess you saw something that fit the Joe Biden character or whatever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because he sits behind the president during those speeches.
He does sit behind the president during those speeches.
He could be doing anything back there, right?
You know, I guess so.
Remember back when Spiro Agnew was vice president? He was back there changing the oil on a lawnmower.
During a State of the Union?
Yeah, Nixon was talking.
So Nixon's talking and Spiro Agnew is changing the oil on a lawnmower.
Yeah, he had a small engine repair business to make extra money when he was vice president.
I've never heard that.
Craig, you should be opening a history book. I've done my research, now you do yours.
Yeah, sure. I guess it's up to me to disprove that. You know, well, one thing I can disprove is that you were not talking to me. You were talking to my brother, Ron.
Really?
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, that's neat.
He won a comedy award.
I heard.
Entertainer of the Year.
I heard that he won a Newbridge Comedy Award. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was my brother Ron. He's got a show which is called Big Brother Ron's Real The Best Show.
That rolls off the tongue, don't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was talking to him the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's embarrassing for both of us. More for you, though.
It's more embarrassing for me?
Yeah.
How's it more embarrassing for me?
Well, because he's got those hot ratings now, and he's dating those actresses.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, yeah. He's dating those hot... He's got hot ratings. Okay.
You've never heard of hot ratings?
I've never heard of hot ratings.
The Billboard chart, they have a special issue that not everybody can get because it's the hot numbers, the hot ratings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I did not. I've never participated in any of that stuff.
Okay, well, that's neither here nor there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, neither here nor there, which, again, I don't know how that became a catch phrase or like in the culture, neither here, comma, nor there.
Yeah, it's when you're consoling a woman named Nora. You're like, come here, Nora. Pat her on the head there.
I don't know why you'd pat someone on the head to console them, but I guess that's how you console people. I mean,
Can we talk about something really, really important now?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What do you want to talk about, Bryce?
I need you to get me into one of those dead reunion shows in Chicago in July.
They sold out these shows. You know, we were talking about it a little earlier. They sold out. The tickets are selling for like five figures.
I know, man. It's not good for the people that don't have any money. Luckily, I'm rich.
Okay. I didn't know you were rich.
Oh, yeah. I inherited like $1 billion from my dad.
A billion?
Yeah, I've always been rich. Didn't I tell you that?
You know what? I don't remember. It's been a while since we've spoken.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, I need you to help pull some strings to get me up on stage.
To get you on stage? So it's not enough to be at the show?
No!
What on earth would you do on stage?
Well, I gotta get up on stage with the dead so I can get them all to do hits off of my new bong, Sergeant Hulka.
Sergeant Hulka is the name of your bong?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's shaped just like Sergeant Hulka, the same height, too, as Warren Oates.
Yeah, Sergeant Hulka was the character Warren Oates played in Stripes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never guess what it says when you do a power hit on it.
When you do a power hit on the bong?
Yeah, I rigged it up so it actually says something.
You know, Stripes quotes are not my thing.
Wait.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? That sounded awful in my headphones.
No, it's not in your headphones. Oh, man, it's like I'm inside your head. I'm going to F with you in there. Oh. Hey, man. Hey, Tom's brain.
Oh, stop that. I don't like this.
This is Tom's brain on me.
Oh, I'm not a fan of this, Bryce.
I'll tell you what Sergeant Hulk of the Bong says when I do a power hit off of it.
What's that?
I go, and then it goes, I don't know what kind of stunt you guys pulled at graduation.
That's what the Bong says when... Oh.
Only the second greatest line in the history of cinema.
Uh-huh. What would be the first?
We like to send out a mailer.
From National Lampoon's Vacation.
I've never heard anyone use the exact title of it before.
Yeah, it's National Lampoon's Vacation.
What do you call that movie? What's it called? Van Helsing? What's it called?
It's called National Lampoon's Van Wilder.
You're a stickler for details.
Yeah, I think it might even be National Lampoon Presents Van Wilder.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't talk about Van Wilder a whole lot, Bryce.
You sure don't. Not enough. Hey, man, speaking of music, we're talking about the dead.
Yeah?
I've been trying to find this one Bee Gees song, man. Maybe you can help.
Okay.
It goes something like this. The verse goes like this. We were doing cocaine all night, and everything was feeling all right, bitch. But when morning came, you flushed my rail down the drain because you thought that you heard the cops. I think it's one of Morris's songs.
I've never heard a Bee Gees song about someone flushing rails down the drain because they think the cops are coming.
I think it must be on Spirits Having Flown.
I don't think that's a Bee Gees song.
Well, the chorus goes something like this. You got the music in me, now let me put it right into you.
Ew. Ugh. That's...
You know, bawdy for those guys, right?
What's that?
Kind of bawdy for those guys.
Yeah, it is. That's a little bawdy for the Bee Gees. That
it sure is.
Yeah.
Oh no!
What happened?
Oh man!
What? What's wrong?
I spilled bong water all over my wedding suit.
Over your wedding suit?
Yeah.
Wait, when are you getting married?
11:55. Why?
11:55 tonight.
Yes.
So, in like an hour, you're getting married.
Uh-huh.
Well, who gets married at 11:55 p.m. on a Tuesday? And I guess even that should not be the first thing I should have asked. The first thing I should ask is, who on earth are you marrying?
Well, that's a two-part question, so I'll take them as they came, okay?
Sure.
One... Who gets married at 11:55 p.m.?
Yeah.
On a Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Serious crippler fanatics who left the faith epically while they wait for it to be Phil's birthday at midnight.
Phil's birthday is Phil who? Phil Lesh?
Yeah, man. You're halfway in the Phil zone.
From the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
It's his birthday at midnight.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And secondly, who am I marrying?
Yeah.
Sheila Larson. Why?
Well, okay. Sheila Larson, by all accounts, she's a very nice woman. I just hope the two of you are happy. I guess that's all I can wish for anybody getting married.
That was the fakest well wish I've ever heard.
It's pretty fake, I'll admit. You caught me. I just don't know. I just feel a little suspicious of you getting married this late at night. It doesn't sound very balanced, Bryce.
Maybe you don't sound very balanced, Bryce. No, wait, you're not Bryce.
No, I'm not Bryce. You're supposed to say that. Mm. You're supposed to say Tom in place of where you said Bryce.
Oh, geez.
What?
My teacher here. Oh.
I'm your teacher?
You think you are, but you're really not.
Well, I think we can all learn about things. If you make a mistake, there's nothing wrong with somebody talking. It doesn't mean I'm trying to be a teacher. Wait, what is that? That's a horn?
What was that?
Is that a horn?
It was two horns.
Two horns. Okay. I mean, are you, is this wedding related? It's like, are you heading off to go get married?
Oh, no. No, I made all that up.
You made what up?
All of it.
All I'm what?
I'm getting married.
You're not getting married. Oh, great.
No.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. But it'd be cool to spin a yarn on your ass.
So you spun a yarn. Okay.
You almost said it.
I almost said it. Yeah, you're right. You almost got me, but I didn't. I didn't almost. It would be like if I called myself Tom on a, like I was arguing with myself like you just did, but I caught myself. Who is honking?
Nobody.
Nobody's honking? Well, what is
no.
that? What is that honking I'm hearing?
My bong has two horns.
Oh, your bong has two horns. How do you have two? He's not there. He hung up. Oh my God. That's crazy. That is just... His bong has two horns. What do you think of that, Mike? Maybe the two of you can go to the dead show. Was he lying? He's probably lying about having $1 billion also. I'm assuming that must have not been true as well. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.